You're listening to the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Roto Experts in the Morning is on now.
Hour number two of the Roto Experts is here on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network, previewing Thursday Night Football tonight. Talking a lot about trying to predict what's going on Sunday. We got left off in the discussion about Ty Montgomery and Green Bay. Corey, I gotta ask you something.
Fire away, Greg.
If this was the other way around, right?
Mm-hmm. What was the other way around?
A running back got cut from Green Bay and went to Seattle. I feel like one of us at this table would be talking about a massive revenge game. Do you think that's possible?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
You think the Christine Michael revenge game is coming?
Yeah, you know, I get disappointed in Greg because he's usually a very intelligent guy, and now he's generalizing just to be an idiot.
You know, idiot's a strong word, man.
Yeah, yeah. You know, he's just trying to stir trouble, though. I realize it. Christian Michael was not capable of a revenge game.
You say this, as Tony just pointed out, he led this team in touches from the running game last week.
And that means what? You're talking about a committee here. It's like Christian Michael, he's done. He's finished. It's there's no upside there.
So, Scott, what are you
going to tell me you're going to start Christian Michael in the league this week?
I'm just saying. Maybe
would
you should
start Christian Michael in the league this week? Would you have him ranked in your top 35 to 40 running backs?
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
Wow.
My top 35 to 40 running backs?
It would be awesome.
Yes.
Yeah, I don't see it.
Nothing would be better than Monday's show. If Green Bay beats Seattle.
I don't care if Green Bay beats Seattle. I just care about Christian Michael.
on a Christian Michael 80-yard touchdown run on the first play of overtime.
That would be wild.
That would not be fun. I will say this, so you guys can ridicule me, this is the truth.
Here we go.
In games that Cam Chancellor has played this year, no opposing running back has rushed for 90 yards.
Okay.
So I'm just pointing that out.
But now there's no
the guy is a monster against the run.
Now there's no Earl Thomas, though.
What's that? Earl Thomas is the general of the secondary.
Okay.
Bobby Wagner. You guys laugh, but I'm telling the truth.
That's just the way you put it. He is the general of the secondary.
Yeah. I mean, if you're squeaking, you know, and you want to sound like nonsense, you know, that's fine.
I'm the one that sounds like nonsense.
I'm telling you the truth. I'm giving you facts. You're ridiculing me.
May I ask who's the lieutenant of the secondary?
Scott, really, I got to be honest, though.
This guy listens to Justin Bieber, and he ridicules me.
What music I listen to?
You have the taste of a 14-year-old girl.
What is the music I listen to have anything to do with football?
Because you're ridiculing me.
What does it do with the music I listen to?
Do you want to ridicule me?
I'm going to ridicule you. I'm ridiculing football.
I'm giving out facts, and you're just ridiculing me.
Who's the lieutenant?
Hold on. Time out.
Yeah. I'm giving out facts.
Time out. We need a Scott, when you're giving out facts, you just said the guy was the general of the secondary. I don't think there's a general on the secondary. So how is that a fact?
That's what I'm saying.
No, you're ridiculing me about Cam Chancellor.
I'm ridiculing you that you call him the general. Not the fact that he's amazing. He's obviously amazing.
Yeah.
No one's disputing that.
Yeah.
All I was joking about is the general.
You guys laugh at me every time I bring up Cam Chancellor.
No, but you said he was the general and a secretary. That's funny, Scott.
It is funny.
Okay, so why do you have to bring up the music I listen to?
Because you're ridiculing me about facts.
Tony just proved that's not a fact.
No, I'm about Cam Chancellor. I thought you were ridiculing me about Cam Chancellor.
I mean, you call him a general. No. That's what we're ridiculing.
Scott. Yeah, that's when your passion's gone too far. Your defensive player spots in the United States Army.
Do you know what they started calling Cam Chancellor, Tony? He's Mad Dog Chancellor now.
Yeah, I know. That's a good one. Secretary of Defense. All right, Scott will come here with a pistol tomorrow. Y'all better stop.
You guys are my friends.
We are your friends. Remember that.
We're here to let you know there's no general in the secondary.
If you had to pick one up, if you had to pick one up between Ty Montgomery and Christian Michael, which one would you pick up?
I'd pick up Montgomery. There's no doubt about it.
Okay.
Why are you still hanging on with this Christian Michael thing?
Only because he had more.
You were the one who was getting on us last year about him.
Last year, the year before
you
that.
You said you hate the guy.
I did. You're 1,000,000% right. I'm only doing it because I just saw a guy, as Tony just pointed out, he had the most touches in the backfield. And I think. That's all.
I think that Seattle can
stay
attack.
Away from.
Yeah. So I think it's all dependent on the game. I mean, last week, they weren't going to fight back, right? Chicago couldn't fight back.
Houston.
I think Houston couldn't fight back. Brock Osweiler and the other guy, they're both the same guys. So the bottom line is, though, this week, though, Green Bay, one of these guys said it would be a high-scoring game. I agree with you.
I think they're
going to have to throw the ball. I think this sets up in Montgomery's wheelhouse. I think there's a huge risk in playing him, but I think there's a huge payoff also.
Okay.
I think my lineup ranks on rotoexperts.com. I got Rodgers 1 and Wilson 3 this week.
Okay, so you're expecting a high-scoring game as well.
Yeah, because I think Rodgers can take advantage of the fact there's no Earl Thomas, if anybody can.
Right.
And I think also that Green Bay secondary can certainly be carved up by Wilson. It's going to come down to who makes a play between Rodgers and Wilson.
Scott, may I ask you this? Where is, to be 100% serious, where is Ty Montgomery in your lineup ranks this week?
I have him about 45.
You have him about 45.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
That's a wide receiver, right?
Is that wide receiver or
a running back?
That's a running back?
Yeah.
Who are some of the running backs like directly ahead of him?
Let me pull that up for you guys.
While he pulls that up, let me throw this one out to y'all. Ty Montgomery or LeGarrette Blount?
Blount.
So that's something else, and I know we're going to talk about it on tomorrow's Next Week in Fantasy, Corey.
Oh, that's right. I saw the rundown.
Yeah. But LeGarrette Blount, I put that on the rundown because it's something that you legitimately, since Monday,
have been talking about
with LeGarrette Blount. And someone has said, and this is in regards to Marcus Mariota, which we've also been talking about all week long, like, are you going to bench the guy that's brung you there, right? Like, how do you do that?
That's why you can't bench Murray. Yeah.
Davis Murray?
Yeah.
Well, he's been amazing.
But I have other choices like Rob Kelly, Ben Howard, et cetera.
Despite the matchup, I understand. Okay. So this is kind of what I'm getting at. Marcus Mariota, I think quarterbacks, as Tony likes to point out, a top 10 quarterback and the top 20 quarterback are only separated by X points a game.
Exactly.
So I don't necessarily care so much about replacing Mariota this week. But like LeGarrette Blount, he's got to be one of the best options week in and week out to just fall in the end zone and get a touchdown, right? So it's very hard to bench him
in any
scenario.
The problem is, the Baltimore Ravens defense is only giving up 4 touchdowns to the running backs
this year. It's the best rush defense in the NFL. It is.
The game against the Jets, we have a strong old D-line also.
Right.
He carried the ball 11 times.
Right.
They more or less took him out the game.
Okay.
Now, my other options.
Tim Hightower.
Let's leave Asiata out because that's.
You're not gonna, it's the same thing.
I'm not going to do that.
You start Blount over.
Yeah, but I'm not going to do that. But you're looking at two backfields. Both of them got 3 running backs in them.
Sure.
The Saints and New England both have 3 running backs in the backfield.
The Saints have 3?
Javaris Cadet.
Travis Cadet.
He actually led New Orleans in snaps.
He led
from behind, yeah.
Well, this would be an intriguing
usually,
game also.
Usually, though, Ingram and Hightower, though, isn't it?
Yeah, no, it's usually Ingram and Hightower. And listen, you talk about who ended up getting you there. I mean, Tim Hightower really did kind of get me there. This past couple of months.
LeGarrette Blount got you there.
Well, he's got me until, and then Tim Hightower stepped in.
Took the baton,
the big catch from Willie Snead, you know what I mean, that big touchdown. Then the game when Ingram went out. If Ingram sits, now Hightower was the guy without a question. If Ingram plays, this is an interesting decision because I don't know if we see more than 11 for 55 from Blount.
Right.
So where we need him to get a touchdown.
Yeah.
Matt Asiata can get a touchdown too.
Sure, but you're not going to start Matt Asiata.
Yeah, but he's not going to get any volume though.
He's not going to have.
Do you think
Blunt's going to get double figure carries?
I mean, I got Blount in the lineup now. What's up, Tone?
I agree too. That's the difference is that you're going. LeGarrette Blount's going to get 12, 14 rushing attempts. Matt Asiata might get 4 or 5. Mm. And then your odds right there. And this Jacksonville defense is not terrible. The Ravens, as good as they are, and they're by far the number one defense against the run, they've allowed 3 100-yard rushing games this year to not great running backs either. They allowed 100-and-something yards to the Jets running back duo there. They've allowed 102 yards to Ezekiel Elliott, and then 119 and then 145 to the Cleveland Browns.
Well, that Cleveland Browns game,
Blount
they had
more
that
attempts than Asiata has yards.
They had that Cleveland Browns game, and that's a good point, but he could have – but Asiata could score two touchdowns.
So could Blunt.
The Ravens have given up four touchdowns all season. They're going to give up two on Sunday? You feel what I'm saying?
But again, it's the Patriots.
But again, all you need, all you're looking for, really – LeGarrette Blount, as Scott is just saying, it's the Patriots. Get to the 1 yard line and hand it to the Blount. That's literally all you
need. Both those guys could get one touchdown.
Which offense would you rather have?
Blount could be held down and still get 45 yards, and Asiata get four.
The Patriots have a 27 team total this week, so a Blount is the play. It's just, I think it's interesting and that we're writing, you know, some of these other players off. I understand with Hightower, the workload, and with Asiata, he's a bum. But you look at Baltimore's defense, four touchdowns allowed on the season, one of them being an 80-yard touchdown run to Isaiah Crowell.
Right. Yeah, so, it's, you know what I'm saying? That, actually.
What does that say about the Baltimore defense?
Yes, Tony. Yes, Tony.
An 80-yard touchdown run to Isaiah
Crowell.
Only three
rushing touchdowns. One was a passing touchdown. So they've only let up three rushing touchdowns this season. I would still put LeGarrette Blount out there. But to be honest, I really think from the Patriots' perspective, you're going to see a lot of White and Lewis this week.
I think you're right, too.
Yeah, it's not like I have Blount top 15 this week.
No,
either.
But I got him
20th at running back.
Where do you have Fat Rob?
Oh, you got him 20th. The guy, my underground 16th. Rankings guru has him at 42, Blount. That's where you got Ty Montgomery at.
I got 45.
You know, it's interesting because LeGarrette Blount has not had less than 11 carries in a single game this year.
And that was against the Jets a couple weeks ago.
And that was against the Jets 2 weeks ago. That's correct. The least amount of carries in the game before that was 13. So he's going to see... He should see double-digit carries here, but I agree with you, Tony. This is very much going to be a Deion Lewis and James White type of game.
Yes.
I just find it, personally, it seems hard to bench Blount when he just always has a good opportunity at a touchdown.
But that logic is the same logic I'm using for Asiata.
Right.
He has a good chance at a touchdown.
So does Blount.
But he has less... No, hold on.
Because he has less carries.
Realistic. Well, no, because the team totals are totally different.
Yeah, right.
Okay, that's true.
Worse
too.
Offense. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That makes sense.
So they have less goal line opportunities based on.
And what can the listener learn from this? With all due respect to the fantasy executive, sometimes at playoff time you overthink things.
Right. I don't really think it's overthinking. I'm looking
comparing Asiata to Blount. This is what the number.
We have a full season of numbers. And the Baltimore Ravens don't let up touchdowns.
Yeah, but Matt Asiata, full season's a number. There's no yardage there. At all.
I feel what you're saying. I mean, I get it.
He's Tommy Vardell updated.
But if he scored two touchdowns, Scott, that's at least 12 fantasy points.
What are the odds that he gets two touchdowns?
What are the odds that LeGarrette Blount scored 12 fantasy points?
Let
me give you this.
He's in a better offense.
Keep bringing up Matt Asiata. I want to do this from last week. You're talking about stats and a full season of him, right? How many snaps do you think Matt Asiata played last week? If I told you the total was 72 between Jerick McKinnon and Matt Asiata.
25
snaps for Asiata. Corey?
19.
Tone?
13.
21. So, Jerick McKinnon played 51 snaps. Matt Asiata played 21. If you go to New England last week, and I won't make you guess this, LeGarrette Blount played 36 snaps compared to White's 29 and Lewis's 20. I get it's a different game. I get the opponent's different. But... you're guaranteed more time out there with LeGarrette Blount. Matt Asiata doesn't even play half the snaps for his team.
I get what you're saying, but the Jacksonville Jaguars defense have let up 14 rushing touchdowns. That's compared to the Ravens 4. I know it's a weird, crazy call. Right. But what can you really expect from these three running backs? Blount, Hightower, and Asiata. Okay, so your thought process
is most unpredictable.
He's going to play he's going to play the least amount of snaps, even though he's attached to the best offense in the most fantasy-friendly game.
Right.
So let's go to Asiata and Blount.
Okay.
Basically, we're looking for the same thing, a touchdown. Who has the better shot at scoring a touchdown
this week? What it comes down to is you have the better running back with the worst matchup versus the mediocre running back with a good matchup. And I'd rather go with the better running back.
On the better offense. Yeah. And that's the key for me, too, Scotty. It's the better running back on the better offense with the worst matchup.
Those are the kind of decisions in the past that have gotten teams eliminated from their playoffs.
Corey, what's up?
Corey, I just got a statistic for you.
Okay.
The Minnesota Vikings have never had a game where they've scored two rushing touchdowns this season.
I'll give you another example. Remember the celebrity?
Now, that... that's not even Matt Asiata scoring to, as a team.
That's
they
a
have
team.
Not had a game with. Yeah.
Remember the other platform when I lost the Celebrity League final?
Yep,
Corey?
I remember that.
It's because I overthought it, all right? I could have won that game. Marshawn Lynch was going into Week 16 against the 49ers when they had a very good run defense that year. They had not allowed a single rushing touchdown all year.
Yeah, no,
I started Willis McGahee instead. Lynch became the first guy to score a touchdown against them. And if I would have started Lynch, I would have won the game.
Because
I overthought it.
Tony, so you guys would you guys all start Rob Kelly over LeGarrette Blount this week?
Yes.
Tony?
Rob Kelly.
Against Philadelphia.
Kells!
Yep. Yeah, yep. I would, actually.
Okay. I would, too.
I agree with that.
Okay, I took Blount out of my mouth then.
I might regret it in the morning, but I've been in that situation before.
that's what I'm here. I'm here with this right now, and I have had LeGarrette Blount in there. You guys know me because I like that he plays on Monday Night Football. but Rob Kelly just seems like a better matchup for us.
That game is
absolutely
that game was Sunday night.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what. I in the Greenwich Street Tavern League, I got a lot. Jordan Reed's hurt, so I don't know what his status is.
Right.
But I got a whole bunch of Redskins, and man, I was looking at the schedules the other day. They got a great playoff matchup.
They do. They absolutely do. If I can just hang on.
Philly's just falling apart.
Yeah, 100%, Scotty. 100%. Yeah. We'll take a break here. When we come back, we'll take some of your calls, 844-843-6879. 844-843-6879. The Roto Experts continues right after this.
This is like some generic, like JT. It's not like a Justin Timberlake style jam right here.
I can see that. Yeah. Generic JT. I got that.
Mm. I'm a JT guy. A lot of, you know this, right?
Same. Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
Yeah.
Love him. Love that guy.
We end up getting a lot of negative reaction on some of the musical selections as of late.
Really?
Could we be playing this generic music?
You got to do what you got to do, man.
Yeah, you gotta do it. But I think that some of it they like, some they don't like. But, you know, I think that's the way of the world, right?
Absolutely.
The heavy metal ones are pretty good, actually.
Are you guys concerned about Kim and Kanye's divorce?
Yeah,
I
saw that yesterday.
You know, fake news. Then I'm starting to see more and more of it. I wonder what the problem is. Well, that dude is crazy, so.
She can't hold a relationship either.
Well, he's a nut, Scott.
Yeah.
He's certified nut.
We should joke about that because he kind of is.
Well, yeah, that's right. Mental illness is. But this is not a time to turn your back on your spouse.
I mean, if Chloe could go back to Lamar when he was found in a whorehouse all coked up, like that's
pretty
nice.
Well, you know what, Chloe's out there herself, though.
You think she goes to the whorehouse that's coked up?
No, but she got you can slide, Chloe.
I've went and analyzed these Kardashian women. They feel like they can change their men, and I think they find a lot of dysfunctional men, and they try to change them.
Right.
Wow, that's deep.
Right. I got you. Yes. I got you, Tone.
He broke it down.
I want to know, Kim, my life is really messed up at times.
Right.
Come change me.
Tony, I think you need a new job.
Keith Humphreys, that was the greatest
Chris,
ever. Keith Humphreys was a Indiana basketball player in the 70s. Hey, so Chris Humphreys, I didn't watch the show, and I'm changing channels, right?
Right.
And I'm watching, and I didn't know they were together. Like, I had no idea.
Right.
And then I'm watching the show, and I'm seeing the dumbest guy I've ever seen talking to her, right? And then I found out it was him, you know, the basketball player. And I'm like, wow, this is amazing. And then I got addicted that day. And I watched like 10 episodes of it. He was dumb as a rock. It was amazing.
Well, you know,
he should have never got into that thing in the first place.
He should have because, you know, he wanted to be a superstar, right? He wanted to be famous, true, married to Kim Kardashian. The rumor around here was that they tried to get her with Danilo Gallinari. When he was a Knick, they wanted her to date she wanted to date a basketball player.
Yeah,
they thought in New York, he was a Knick. He was this good looking Italian guy, and he was like, I don't want anything to do with this. So then they went on to Chris Humphreys, and that's how that started.
Yeah, good for him.
Interesting, right?
Yeah.
All right, let's talk to you. 844-843-6879. 844-843-6.
He came off as lovable though after a while though,
yeah,
because you were rooting for him, and then you got to a point that he's not that dumb, he's just playing stupid too, and then you were really like, I root for Scott Disick every show.
I know you do. Disick's your favorite.
Yeah, he's absolutely my favorite, and they keep, and I love the girl keeps bringing him back.
Oh,
I
yeah.
love that.
She's great. I like her a lot. All right, let's go to Kenny in Philly. Kenny, what's going on?
Scott, Corey, Mr. Bishop Sankey.
What's going on?
Oh, y'all, how y'all
what,
doing?
What's the deal, Ken?
What's up, man?
Hey, man, I got a y'all got to lay off my boy Scotty too.
It's all right. It's okay.
Lay off
Kenny.
My boy Scotty.
It's all right.
I got 3 points. This Justin Forsett news is freaking me out, man. I got a Devontae Booker here, and other option I got to play are Bilal Powell and McKinnon's on the waiver wire. It's a half point PPR. What you guys think?
I'd rather have Powell. You know, especially against San Francisco. I think he's going to be involved. You know, they got a historic. They're historically bad against running backs.
King's right.
Yeah, I'm gonna go with Paul. Oh, I got two other questions. First of all,
sure.
might be thinking about Kirk Cousins this week in DFS. He traditionally have good games in Philadelphia, 340 game type. So I'm thinking about that. And the main reason why I called because Sussman, you said something yesterday that. You think the NBA is more predictable in DFS than NFL?
I do.
I just want to know you guys' opinion on that. I personally think that footballs are just a little bit more predictable, but I just want to know you guys' thoughts on that. That's all.
Tony, we'll go to you here then.
Tony, because Tony plays the most. So
yeah, you know. Absolutely.
It's obviously basketball, and the reason being is that when we go and we go put all our projection models in and we go and sit and look at these numbers, the bottom line is we're looking at teams that allow rushing yards, teams that allow passing yards. The one thing that's hard to predict is the touchdown, and the variance is huge. That 6 points for a touchdown is the difference between winning or losing.
Right.
We talked about Jordan Howard this week. It was a great matchup, and everybody said to play him. And you know what? He didn't play great. He averaged 3.7 yards per carry, which is one of the 5 worst in the league, if you look at 3.7 yards per carry. But because he was able to get 3 carries from the 1 yard line and punch it in for 18 fantasy points, that was the difference. In basketball, when you put together your models, a basket is 2 points, a free throw is 1 point, an assist is 1 point, and a rebound is 1 point, and there's no big play looming there that is basically going to throw the whole game off. So as far as putting together predictions and trying to project what's going to happen, basketball is the sport over baseball and football.
Yeah, I'm with you, Tony. That's what I've always said, is that you can, for me, I can throw in James Harden or Russell Westbrook or LeBron James, something like that. And the difference between that and throwing in like someone like Odell Beckham is simply that I know that they're going to put up a monster game. Now, do I know it's going to be a triple-double every night? Only if Russell Westbrook's playing. But for the most part, I know that what I'm going to get out of these guys. Odell Beckham could have a bad game. Julio Jones, we've seen it this year.
Look what happened to Drew Brees at home yesterday.
Yeah, absolutely. On Sunday.
Great matchup.
Absolutely. It's a great point. You spent a lot of money on that guy. For the most part, it's not going to happen in the NBA.
But Drew Brees is the perfect example of what I'm talking about. It's not a terrible game, right? He threw for 300 and something yards.
Yeah.
So we could predict that, and we would be right. But because he didn't get in the end zone, that's the whole key. 0 touchdown passes, and then he becomes just a marginal player.
Right.
That one play separates everything in fantasy football.
Right. It's a great point. It's a great point.
Kenny said he liked Kirk Cousins for his cash games this weekend. I think the court. Gosh darn it! I hit my knee on his table.
Sorry.
Oh my goodness! I think I'm a power through it though. I think the quarterback.
Corey listed as questionable. Yeah. Dr. A, what do you think? Corey's got a knee bruise.
I think Russell Wilson and Aaron Rodgers are the two best cash game quarterbacks this week. And
I think this week, to be honest with you, there's like nobody's going to be owned. Like the quarterbacks are pretty much spread out. Like you have Matthew Stafford against the Chicago Bears, which I think is going to be a great play for people. Some of the other guys, Jameis Winston has a great matchup this week. I think it's going to be the first week that we don't have a top quarterback that people are going to play. And here's the funny part. At the end of the day, it's going to be Tom Brady destroying the Ravens or something like that.
Right.
You know, some great quarterback that, like, I'm not playing Tom Brady. I wouldn't even think about it. But I think the
Ryan
six or seven quarterbacks.
Career high four touchdown passes.
Yeah. Jameis six or seven quarterbacks this week.
I think you don't think Jameis is the high owned guy this week, Tony?
No, I don't think anyone's going to be high on because, like you said, I think people are going to lean toward Rodgers and Wilson in that contest. I love Jameis Winston, and I love Matthew Stafford. I think Kirk Cousins is a strong play. So I think this week everyone's going to be around 10%, depending on how big the field is in your tournament. If you're in a millionaire maker, I don't think anyone's owned by more than 15% of the quarterback position.
How many people you think have the heart to go to Andy Dalton this week?
I'll tell you what, he has second best matchup on paper. He's coming off a four touchdown effort. Mm-hmm. I think some people remember last week, and those will be the people that could go for him. Most people will jump off. I think he owned 5 or 6%.
What about Jameis Winston this week?
Don't worry about it, Scott.
I'm just making sure.
No. When I knocked my knee, it threw you off because you were worried about your boy.
Exactly. 844.
I got Winston number 9 this week in my lineup ranks.
3-6879 844-843-6879. David in Florida. You are up next here on the Roto West.
Florida.
What's up, David?
Nice. What's up, David? Get off my knee.
Hey guys.
Hey.
Sorry about that knee.
He's sorry about your knee.
No, thank you, David.
David's a loyal listener. He wants to make sure you're okay.
I appreciate your hospitality, David.
What's going on, man?
Yeah, I'm sure Corey's day-to-day after that. I'm going to play Breeze, and I'm going to pick Kelsey over Ladarius Green for this week. So if I play Evans and I play Kelly as wide receiver running back, that's going to leave me with having to pick another wide receiver, a running back, and a flex out of this group. And I have Marshall, Hill, Watkins, Gurley, Dixon, Lewis, and Powell.
All right, so David needs three of these, like, seven guys. Brandon Marshall, Jeremy Hill, Sammy Watkins, Todd Gurley.
No, it's not Jeremy Hill.
Tyreek Hill. Sorry. Brandon Marshall, Tyreek Hill, Sammy Watkins, Todd Gurley, Kenneth Dixon, Deion Lewis, Bilal Powell, Scotty.
This may sound crazy, but I'm going with both of the Jets there. I think Powell being involved with Petty throwing out of the backfield, and just that matchup is too good. I feel like I'll get him the ball against the 49ers. I can be talked out of it. I definitely like Powell. I like Marshall, and I think Tyreek Hill is still involved against the Raiders tonight.
Tony says it's crazy.
It's crazy. It's crazy. I agree with him. I am actually going these are the guys I would take out.
Okay.
I would take out Watson, Dixon, Tyreek Hill, and Lewis.
Watkins.
Those are the four guys.
So you would go with Powell, Marshall, and Todd Gurley then?
Yep.
Okay. Corey?
I like Powell,
yep.
Marshall,
yep.
and Deion Lewis.
All right, so David, basically the consensus is you got to start Bilal Powell and Brandon Marshall. The other one's totally up to you.
What about you, Greg? What do you think?
I would start Powell and Marshall, actually. For me, you know, Tony says that the Rams, Gurley doesn't do it this week.
Wow, the Gurley.
Oh, you know what, yeah. I say it, and I throw up in my mouth a little. Yeah.
You know why? Because this is the thinking on Gurley.
Hey, Dave,
I've already nearly ruined my season by drafting Gurley. Now I'm going to put a cap on that and ruin my season for good by starting him.
I'm going to start the two Jets and Gurley. I agree with Tony.
I can't start Gurley. I can't do it in the fantasy.
This is the was Davis League a PPR?
I don't think it is.
Okay, if Davis League's a standard league, then I'm going with Gurley over Lewis.
Okay, there you go. There you go.
And I threw up it.
I'm going
a little bit too.
Tyreek Hill.
Hey, back to your quarterback before we put the quarterbacks on DFS this week. I put a poll up this week. Drew Brees, Matthew Stafford, Jameis Winston, Phillip Rivers. I wanted to take Rodgers and Wilson out of it because I thought they could dominate the voting. And Brees has 23% of the vote, Stafford 26%, Winston 26%, and Phillip Rivers 25%.
Wow.
I think this is what we're going to see this week. I think this is the first week I can remember in a long time where we're going to have six, seven different quarterbacks all the same owned.
There you go. So we'll see. We'll obviously see this weekend with the DFS numbers. When we come back here on the show, Scotty's going to give us an interesting wide receiver choice that he's considering this week. We'll do that next. we've been talking to LeGarrette Blount this morning, a little Marcus Mariota as well. But during the break, a little while ago, Scott offered a very interesting question. The floor is yours, Mr. King.
Yeah, I got five wide receivers I can start in this league this week. I'm going Garcon, Landry, Mitchell, Wallace, and then it comes down to Adam Thielen or Allen Robinson, and I'm using Thielen. I can't use Robinson against Minnesota.
Say those names again,
Corey,
Scotty.
Adam Thielen or Allen Robinson?
Landry, Mitchell, Robinson, Wallace, Thielen.
Landry, Mitchell, Robinson, Wallace, Thielen. Thielen.
And Garcon.
Ho, ho, ho. Thielen or Robinson? Thielen or Robinson for this week, Scotty? I think, as crazy as this may sound, I think I'm going with Adam Thielen.
Strip the names off the back of the jersey.
Take the names off the back of the jersey. Give me the...
Because I heard them talking on Old School Fantasy Hour yesterday.
Yeah, you're on that show.
You're on the show.
I was out yesterday.
Oh, okay, that's right.
I was listening to it, and they're still talking up DeAndre Hopkins, like, how can you bench this guy? And I'm like, look at the numbers. They're just not there anymore.
George Kurtz got hit with a puck in the head. That's what it was, Scott.
Tony?
I would probably go Allen Robinson in that game against the Minnesota Vikings, and he'll still get targets. He'll still be there. I could see making the move there, but I got breaking news here. Breaking news.
Here we go.
The Vegas Golden Knights trademark application was denied.
Great.
The Golden Knights of the NHL. So they have merchandise already for sale, and I don't know what this means.
I wonder why was it denied?
From my understanding, it was only the logo was denied, not like the name.
What's wrong with
the
logo?
Ripped off this. Well, that happened to the Jaguars, too. So what happened when the Jaguars first opened, their Jaguar logo was too much like the car dealership, so they had to change their logo.
Oh.
Basically, they're saying their logo is too like the College of St. Rose Golden Knights.
So
it might not be the logo, it might be the name. Has initially rejected the Vegas Golden Knights trademark based on confusion with St. Rose College's trademark.
Well, that's good that they're going through the
How
right
How much
thing.
Merchandise does St. Rose College sell, though? It's not like they're,
I don't know. I really like,
it. Like they're dupe.
I really like this Golden Knight logo for the hockey team. It's pretty cool.
I saw that is. Last week. I thought it was nice,
too. It is. Like, not like St. Rose College is like Duke or North Carolina.
It's better than the logo of the Washington football team.
Yeah, that's for damn sure.
That's true. That's for damn sure. Or the Cleveland baseball team.
Yeah.
Sal and Queens.
No, I was waiting for Tony to make a comment about us being liberals.
He did not. Sal and Queens.
I'm picking on the Indians.
You are next. What's going on, Sal?
Sal, what's up?
Saturday. What's happening? Live from Ron Jeremy's college.
Oh, boy.
Tone that down, Sean Ingalls College.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's right.
Hey, Sal, what part of Queens you in? What part of Queens you in, Sal?
Bayside.
Oh, you're out there with Florio and the gang, huh?
Actually, if you're at Queens College, you're more Flushing than your Bayside, right?
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, technically. I'm on the border. I'm, like, right in between.
Yeah.
All right, guys, so I've been hearing a whole bunch of stuff. Engel, I heard your story about Moncrief, and he actually saved me. We had a 7-5 looking to get into a win or be out. So if I won, I was the 2 seed. If I was out, I was out of the playoffs if I lost. Then if it wasn't from that Moncrief touchdown, because the lovely Seahawks, D and Rawls killed me, Moncrief was able to save me with a touchdown and get me over the hump, and now I'm the 2 seed.
Nice job.
At least it happened for you, so it makes me feel a little better.
I know. I heard that story, and I thought of you there, Scotty, but for me it actually worked out.
Good. I'm glad.
So quick questions, a couple of quick ones. For a tight end, right, I picked up, well, you talked about running back, so would you take McKinnon over Hightower this week?
No.
I'm strapped at running back. I have McCoy in my other slot.
Wait, you say no. Yeah, McKinnon played 51 snaps last week to Hightower's like 12.
Don't say no to this one, Scotty.
I can't use Jerick McKinnon in my fantasy playoffs.
What's wrong with Jerick McKinnon?
Even against the Jags?
What's wrong with Jerick McKinnon? Why do you say no upside? There is upside.
PPR.
He had
1 point.
PPR.
He had like 55 yards from scrimmage last week.
Didn't he have more than that? No.
No.
He had 16 points.
He had 16 points.
He had 5 catches, but that was the first time he did it all year like that.
So, things are going well for him now.
I don't have any confidence in Jerick McKinnon. Obviously, Greg disagrees with me.
I don't know if I disagree with you. I just think I don't think it's right to just dismiss it so quickly.
I don't have Jerick McKinnon in my top 35 this week.
Well, you don't have Ty Montgomery. He probably should be.
I wouldn't want either one of them in my fantasy playoffs.
Would you rather what about you, McKinnon or Tim Hightower?
You know how I feel about Tim Hightower.
I do.
I think you got to go McKinnon.
Okay. Tone, tiebreaker?
You know, it's so crazy. Like, as bad as you think McKinnon is, and as good as you might think, 7.35 a game for Hightower, 7.26 for McKinnon.
Pretty even.
I'm worried about the snap count Hightower had last week, but you could make that into a point because they were being blown up. But he used to be involved in the passing game, too. And we have back-to-back games of double-digit points with McKinnon. I would take a shot, I think, on McKinnon. And I'm a Hightower owner.
Right. I think so, too. I would also go McKinnon, Sal.
All right. So the same. So I, just in case he's a bust, I need the tight end to come through. So I made some moves.
Thanks.
And I got Pitta. I have Pitta. I picked up Vernon Davis in case Reed doesn't start. And I have Ladarius Green.
I'll go.
The three do I
I would go with Vernon Davis.
If Jordan Reed doesn't play.
I would go, I would go Green, and then if Davis, if it doesn't play, and then Pitta would be third. But, I think you got three good tight ends.
Yeah,
I like Davis. And when you need somebody to help you at McKinnon busts, you know, go Davis. Right.
Scotty holding his ground there. Yeah. It's interesting. Who would you rather start, Corey, Jerick McKinnon or Ty Montgomery?
Now, that's a close call right there. That's an interesting one right
there. It's easy
for
me.
Why is it so easy, Tone?
Because I really think Green Bay has to throw the ball 50 times. We're going to go back to that well where they can't run the ball.
Right.
And Montgomery's going to be involved in the passing game. So whether it's a PPR league or not, Montgomery's going to have an opportunity in this game to catch 6 balls in this game. And he can get 50, 60 yards. And they throw the ball 50 times. The guy's going to catch the ball out of the backfield. I think it sets up well for Montgomery.
Corey?
I would have moved Montgomery.
You go Montgomery.
I go Montgomery there, too.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh, where is Jerick McKinnon ranked in your rankings, then?
Right now, I got Montgomery. I'm sorry, wasn't 45. He was 45 at wide receiver. For 41, I got them almost like nearly back-to-back.
Okay.
I got Montgomery at like 41, and I got McKinnon at 43.
Oh, so they're right there.
Yeah.
They're right there. Okay. I think it's an interesting one. I think that's definitely an interesting one. What about Ty Montgomery or Tyler Boyd?
I'm going to go Tyler Boyd against Cleveland. I think there's a floor there.
I think I got to go Montgomery. I think this is Brandon LaFell. Tyler Boyd. I'm not comfortable putting Tyler Boyd in my lineup.
I also got to go with Montgomery here. Corey? I'm sorry, Tony?
I would probably go Tyler Boyd.
All right.
But this is one I'd go back and forth. I think it's relatively close.
Yeah.
I look at that passing game and what he's got to catch balls in that passing game. I think it's a great game for Tyler Eifert. I think if you look at at the tight end position this week, you're going to look at Daily Fantasy. He's
top
the guy
three.
In that matchup. But they're still going to throw the ball a ton. Jeremy Hill's averaging like 3 yards a carry. He gets the ball 30 times a game and he doesn't do anything with it, but he gets in the end zone, so he's still fantasy relevant. And I think he's fantasy relevant again this week. But the bottom line is they're going to throw the ball 25 to 35 times. Somebody's got to catch it, so Boyd's in the mix.
Yeah.
He's definitely in the mix, definitely someone I'm considering. Ty Montgomery or Pierre Garçon?
Pierre Garçon.
Garçon.
Nice. Depends
floor.
On the health.
Nice
if Jordan there. Reed's if Reed's back, Garçon becomes very limited to me.
Pierre Garçon.
He'll come out of my lineup for Allen Robinson if that happens.
Pierre Garçon? Or Tyler Boyd.
Reed doesn't play.
I'm still going Garçon.
I'm going Garçon.
Okay.
Better shot of a touchdown, I think.
I go Garçon if Reed doesn't play, and I would go Boyd if Reed did.
Yeah, I'm right there with him.
Okay. What if I said Willie Snead or Pierre Garçon?
Is Michael Thomas playing?
Right. That's a good point.
Yeah.
That's a good point.
I would go Willie Snead either way.
Okay.
Yeah.
Guys like Willie Snead. Okay.
Yeah, Willie Snead got that matchup.
Fast Willie.
Prime, yeah.
Fast Willie.
Willie Beeman.
Absolutely. We got to sign Willie Beeman jersey.
We got to sign Willie Beeman jersey here. We should get a signed Willie Snead jersey in here, too.
That'd be cool.
There you go.
Yeah. Yeah,
we'll work on that.
Willie Snead has something
Matt
really
Asiata
good here.
For you.
Yeah, Willie Snead does have... He him and Fleener, yeah, confused me.
Yeah, I can't tell
I know,
the difference.
Yeah, exactly
I was just saying
like.
The same thing.
We've
I get pissed
year,
off because yep. I think, oh, yeah, I got to catch. And then it's the other guy.
Like, yeah,
like,
oh,
right. Who I have, right? And I'm like, oh, shit, right? That's amazing. No other place has that ever happened.
Yeah. All right, let's take a break here. When we come back, I want to begin Scotty's Survivor picks here. We're getting to the nitty-gritty. Let's take a look at Survivor. Only for Survivor purposes, we're not picking the game. You're not giving me your thoughts on the game. We'll do it tomorrow. I just want you to know, quick Survivor pick from Scott Angle, the King, for the Fantasy Executive, Corey Parson, Tony Sincotta, too. It is the Roto
Maverick.
It is the Roto Experts in the Morning here on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Roto Experts in the Morning here, Fantasy Sports Radio Network. For those of you that are left in Survivor, well, Scott Angle is here to help you. Scott, you have been adamant for about a week or so that you think Cleveland is a good shot to beat Cincinnati.
I'm saying what I said was if they're going to win a game, it's this week or never.
Okay. Are you going to pick them this week?
Well, when we get to the games, we'll find out.
Cleveland versus Cincinnati.
There you go.
Who are you picking? Is this a Survivor game for you?
This is not a Survivor
okay.
game.
Okay. You're not doing that again with the Jets, like you do with the Jets.
Right. Why is Don, you're trying this light in my face.
No, we're putting the lights on. We're trying to get things working.
Oh,
here.
Okay.
Here. Come on. Yeah, come on.
He's trying to blind me.
He's not trying to blind you. He's trying to work.
Sorry, Don. Sorry.
Don't yell at poor Donnie.
No, I'm not yelling at him. You know how many people I had yell at me? You know, one time Adam Kaplan was so mean to me in the break.
Yeah.
Can you imagine that?
Why would he do that? Why would he be mean to you?
Oh, he's a crotchety guy.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
There's no reason to be mean.
There's no reason to. We're all working together.
I agree. We're a team.
A family.
I feel like you were yelling at poor Donnie.
I didn't yell at Don. You won't see
it. Why are you shouting this light in my face?
You won't. That's how I talk, Greg.
That's what it sounded like to me.
I know.
Philip Rivers.
Different people have different people have different experiences.
Corey's got a little Philip Rivers in him.
Yeah. Adam Kaplan is like him and I go pretty far back.
Oh, yeah.
He's a jackass, Scotty. Like I tell Nando all the time, Nando, you might be the only guy in the world that likes him.
Oh, he's not. Scotty is.
Well, Tony generally rips everybody in the industry. So, you know.
No, but Scotty, you've heard that Adam Kaplan was a tough guy to get along with.
I'm not. Look, I've heard things about him, but I've always got along with him myself.
Scott, I've never ripped Nando DeFino once.
That's true.
The Kansas City Chiefs are at home
maybe
tonight.
Maybe three times.
Facing the Oakland Raiders. Can you guys pick this in Survivor?
No, this is not a Survivor game. No.
Okay. Next, 1 o'clock. Steelers and the Bills. Is this a Survivor game, Tony?
No.
Okay.
Not Pittsburgh on the road.
No.
The Broncos are in Tennessee. By the way, in this game, Tennessee is right now a 1-point favorite.
Yeah.
That's intriguing.
Yeah, it is.
Is it intriguing enough to consider a Survivor? Anybody?
No.
Okay. Oh, how about we take your 10 grand and get on a plane?
I know, right?
Las Vegas.
No, we're not going. It's not that intriguing.
All right.
My son like $400 sneakers.
You're going to want more than $400.
Well, he won't
now.
Know anything.
He hasn't listened to the show? Huh? He's got a son. He hasn't listened to the show.
Oh, my son.
I hope he's in school.
Yeah, my son's in school.
Oh, Andrew has what time it was. He can listen to the beginning of the show.
He could go on demand.
There you go. Yeah. Tony and I are thinking the same thing.
My kids don't listen to anything. You know, real quick before I got to sneak this in, you know how I told you at the beginning of the show that fantasy football is a diversion and that you need fantasy sports?
Yes.
Well, this is how much of a diversion I need. I just had to text my ex-wife. Do you think we should get a Christmas tree? I mean, what the hell's the date? It's December 8th, right? You guys all have a Christmas tree by now. Do you have one?
Yeah,
we
got two up.
Yeah, you got a tree up.
The menorah ready and two trees.
No, I was on the phone with my daughter the other night.
Right.
You know they live away. They live separate. They was all putting up the tree.
Right.
My son has a brother in the rest of the family. His family is in Florida for the Pee Wee League finals.
Right.
So they went down to Florida for the Pee Wee League finals. That's crazy. They have to do that right before the holidays. Stay down there for a week too. That's wild. I'm glad I don't got to pay for that. I haven't had a tree since I moved back to the city. I haven't had a tree. It's just me. So you know what I'm saying? There's no reason to like.
So you don't get like a little Charlie Brown tree?
Nah.
Pieces falling off.
At the underground spot I go to, they throw a Christmas party, and they have a tree.
Right. Do you have Greg? Do you have any like things that you put up like a festive? I bet you have a festive place.
No, nothing going on.
Really?
Yeah.
Nothing for Hanukkah.
Well, the menorah. When it's time for Hanukkah,
it's like you don't get that dressy for you don't dress everything up for Hanukkah really.
No, there's nothing to get dressed. There's no reason to get dressed.
The best thing was Halloween though, when he dressed like a dreidel. That was like one.
Oh, you like that? You like that?
That was like one of the best all time costumes.
I appreciate
it. Great job by you, Greg.
Thank you very much.
Yeah.
I tried my best. Yeah.
Even Cardano knew what it was. What did you spin?
Yeah.
That's how you said it.
Yeah.
Let's continue on with the schedule here. Yeah. Arizona and Miami. What do you guys think? In Miami.
I like Miami but not Survivor.
Okay, I haven't found a pick yet, Corey.
Yeah, the Cardinals have been terrible when they've come to the East Coast this year. This is heck no.
Okay. Washington and Philly, little NFC East match.
This one is intriguing.
Okay.
Washington, even when Washington is bad, when they go into Philadelphia late in the season, they always generally tend to beat them.
So you pick it in Survivor.
Washington has their back against the wall this week.
Yes, they do.
I think Washington Survivor. Both
Washington Survivor, they were 1-point favorite on the road. You like this in Survivor?
I like it in Survivor. Washington's the better football team.
Okay. Tony, making it unanimous?
I do not.
Not, okay.
No.
What about San Diego in Carolina? Can anybody?
I'm going to say no, but I do. I think Carolina wins this game.
Okay, Corey,
that's interesting. Scott. Yeah. I will say no also.
Okay, Tony.
No.
Okay, Cincinnati in Cleveland. I know a lot of people had used when Cleveland went to Cincinnati. A lot of people were projecting Cincinnati in that game. I think there was a Thursday night game. But Cincinnati in Cleveland. If you have since he left,
I'm going to say no.
No.
No. Tone?
Absolutely.
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 Yes.
Okay.
Okay.
The Detroit Lions are at home against the Bears.
The Bears. I'm going Detroit, and this is Survivor.
Survivor!
Survivor.
Scotty?
Yep, that's my favorite Survivor pick so far.
Tony?
Yes, absolutely. 100% agree.
Okay. Houston is in Indy.
Not touching it.
Not touching it.
I like Indy, but I can't fool around with this.
Right? Tony?
I agree. If I was really stuck, it would get down. It could be, but I don't perceive it being one of my top five selections.
Minnesota and Jacksonville.
I'm going to say Minnesota is my second favorite selection
this
week.
Yep.
Not fooling with the Jaguars.
Blake Bortles against that defense.
That's true.
No.
Nope.
Tony, okay.
Can't do it.
The Jets and San Francisco.
Like,
nope.
Uh-uh.
Nope.
Okay. The acts of a treble, you fool with
I
that
agree.
One.
New Orleans in Tampa?
Wow. Tampa's on a four-game winning streak.
Will you take them?
They're at home.
They're at home. They are a 2.5-point favorite.
No.
Okay.
I'm taking Tampa Bay at home as my second favorite Survivor pick.
Nice.
Tony? Yeah.
Jumped out there.
No, not at all.
Atlanta and Los Angeles in L.A.
Why? Atlanta on the West Coast?
This moves into my second spot as the favorite.
Three in a row moved into the second spot.
Yeah.
I got to say Atlanta. Yeah, I got to go with it.
You're in. Tony?
I'm totally in.
Totally in. Okay. Seattle and Green Bay?
Not messing with it.
Not messing with it.
Nah.
Tony,
despite a general being involved.
Actually, the general's not playing in this one.
Can't you answer not playing?
He'll be on the sideline.
Yeah.
He'll be able to talk to the troops.
Earl was the general.
You called me catch. No, he's general secondary. Can't. Okay, I got you. Sorry. Giants and Dallas?
I think America wins, but you can't.
America, right. The Giants. The New York football team, right?
Yeah,
here you go. And Baltimore in New England?
No.
All right.
Yes.
Yes, you're in on that. Okay. We're going to take a break here. Get to the top of the hour. Scotty has his news read. So we get to the top of the hour. Take the break to think about it. When we come back, you'll give us your top five. We will preview Thursday night football. Stick around. The Roto Experts continues after this.